Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the podcast this week. I'm talking with Jeff Reed, general manager for CCAN, which is Canada's largest supplier of certified seed. Jeff is a candidate for the inaugural board of Seeds Canada. Now, as you may know, back in August, there was an attempt to amalgamate our five associations into one association called Seeds Canada. That did not happen after the Canadian Seed Growers Association voted against the amalgamation. However, a second attempt is now being made to form Seeds Canada with four of our industry associations, the Canadian Seed Trade Association, Canadian Seed Institute, Canadian Plant Technology Agency, and the Commercial Seed Analysts Association of Canada. Jeff has been involved in several of our industry associations. I sat down with him to talk about this second attempt to make Seeds Canada a reality, what his favorite part of the new Seeds Canada design is, and what he sees as some potential challenges ahead. Enjoy our chat. Jeff, thanks so much for sitting down with me. Now, you are slated to be on the inaugural board of Seeds Canada. If it ends up being formed, we'll know by the first week of December if our four industry associations have voted in favor of the amalgamation. What made you want to stay on board this time around and see this to fruition? You might say it's an idea whose time has come.
I mean, it seems to make really good sense to me, and I thought, well, that's a pretty good use of resources, I think, in order to be able to be at that table where you're affecting, you know, change in policies and so on that really relate to just about everything that's important to the success of our members, you know, be that around intellectual property and the regulations around the authorized establishments and, obviously a long list of services and advocacy and professional development opportunities going forward, for CCAN members. So really it seems like, being involved around the Seeds Canada board table was almost kind of a must for CCAN.
Now, this latest incarnation of Seeds Canada is a little bit different than the previous one. There have been some changes made to board structure, etc. Is there one defining feature that really stands out in your mind as better or an improvement over the previous incarnation?
I'm not sure that it's really, I wouldn't say anything that would make it better per se than having CSGA involved. But I think what it does is it allows a very clear path to demonstrating the value, which I think was one of the big things that CSGA members wanted to sort of see, to say if they couldn't picture themselves as part of Seeds Canada, they wanted to see what is the structure going to be, what is it going to be doing, how is it going to function, how are the committees going to work, and so on. So, I mean, I think now there is the opportunity to really pull that together so that they can, people can really see a tangible organization there, and they can see where they will fit into it and where they can benefit from. And I think as well, once we do that, then we can demonstrate value that we haven't seen previously from any of those organizations in the way of professional development opportunities, for example, things like that, things that are really in many respects far more valuable to small and independent companies than they are to large multinationals, because large companies have the ability to pursue things like professional development on their own, whereas I think Seeds Canada would afford that opportunity to smaller independent organizations as well.
Now, as you mentioned, the Canadian Seed Growers Association will not be part of Seeds Canada if it is formed. Is there something that Seeds Canada can do to reach out to seed growers, to get them involved, to help them really see the value in this new organization?
Well, I think, I think definitely. And I think also, once they see that, many of the types of issues that are going to be have to be addressed by Seeds Canada. When we get into regulatory modernization and various aspects around intellectual property and value creation and there's just all that whole array of issues that are really going to have a pretty significant direct effect on the ability of independent seedsmen to to be successful in the future. I think once they see that those kinds of engaging discussions happening around the Seeds Canada table and at the Seeds Canada meetings, I think that's I think it's going to become clear that for a lot of seed growers that it's an important place for them to be and to be plugged in. So I think, I think overall, in the coming, I don't want to say too long a time horizon, but maybe the next year and a half or whatever, as we get this thing ramped up, I think it's going to become clear to seed growers that there is an open and welcoming home there for them, where they can have, real input to a lot of very important issues. Particularly when you consider the fact that a small independent seed company in Seeds Canada has one vote, just the way a multinational does sitting around the table. So we, we really need those people there, and they're going to have a strong voice when they, partake in the organization.
In light of the August CSGA no vote, what do you think the biggest challenge will be moving ahead, minus the CSGA and just moving ahead as the four organizations merging to form Seeds
I
Canada?
think probably it is a case of just maybe reestablishing that degree of trust there between the organizations. For whatever reason, it just seems that was just lacking from the outset. So I think, I think once the organizations see that there is a synergistic, relationship evolving there, then, just naturally seed growers are going to say, okay, maybe I should be partaking in all of these other issues that are really critical to, to my business. And I mean, that's kind of a trend that we have been seeing in recent years anyways, seeing more, what were maybe traditionally thought of as seed grower type operations, as they get larger and more sophisticated. We saw a lot more of them already starting to belong to CSTA. And I would, hazard to guess that almost all of those people would have been voting in favor of, the amalgamation of all the organizations, including CSGA. But anyways, so that, that is unfortunate that it couldn't have come together the first time around. But hey, I think it's going to be a little longer road to get there, but I think, over time people are going to see that this makes sense and is in the best interests of the whole industry.
For more podcasts, visit germination.ca.